Listening Library presents Ball Don't Lie by Matt De La Pena. Read for you by Dion Graham. Foral and Ronnie De La Pena. Dreadlock man, with his fierce fists and suspect jump shot, sets his stuff, $1.45 sandals, key to bike lock, extra t-shirt, on the bleachers, and holds his hands out for the ball. It's 10 in the morning, and Lincoln Rec has just opened. Sticky's at the free throw line, working out his routine, while all the regulars come swaggering in.
"Come on, little man,"
Dreadlock Man says.
"Give up the rock."
Sticky throws an around-the-back, no-look dime, watches Dreadlock Man rise into the air with his awful form, calves tightening, dreads scattering, eyes poised on the goal, and let go of a sorry-looking line drive. Before he comes back down to the dusty old hardwood, he yells out,
"Peanut butter!"
Says it every time he takes a jumper.
"Peanut butter!"
That's what he wants everyone to call him, but nobody does. When the ball ricochets off the side of the backboard, entirely missing the rim, he says what any man would say.
"Hey, yo, Stick, let me get one more."
Hawk passes through the door, from Sunny Day into Old Dark Gym. A big black man. Wears bright wraparound shades and baggy shorts, the new Jordans on his size 16 feet. Hawk has a little money to his name. He's one of the few Lincoln Rec ballers who does. Some of the regulars say he made a few movies a couple years back. A stunt double, maybe, or security on the set. If you look quickly, get a fast profile shot, you might think he looks like someone.
"Hey, yo, Dreadlock Man," he said.